Right now, we bring in our very good friend of the program, the sports professor, Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week in this time slot during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, good morning to you. Happy Sunday.
How are you? I am in really good shape. I'm in Tampa, flying over to Atlanta. Watched the Phelps stuff last night. Watched a lot of the preseason exhibition, Favre's debut. Did not watch any of the golf. I guess that's where we are in this post-Tiger era, at least temporarily, right?
Well, same thing for me, Rick. I've watched very little golf this weekend. I've flipped on a little bit of the Wyndham Championship yesterday. I caught a little bit of the Geldwin tradition, I think, Friday night while I was watching Olympics. And I just caught a little of the Canadian Women's Open over the weekend as well. I would say probably collectively I watched about an hour and a half of the golf this entire weekend, whereas I've had bloodshot eyes, you know, every morning because I've been staying up until like 12, 1 at night watching the Olympics. It's been phenomenal. Thursday night, I was up until 1 watching Shawn Johnson and her teammate go at it for the all-around, and of course, the Americans took gold and silver there, and it's been amazing. The Olympics have been so much fun to watch, so much drama, so entertaining, and I got to assume that NBC is raking in millions and millions of dollars because the ratings have to be phenomenal.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing, more to our kind of segment and show, that we are watching maybe two athletes that will define the way sport is played in the same generation, in the same couple of months. When you take a look at the Tiger Rocco broken leg, blown out knee, U.S. Open, and you watch Michael Phelps's 8/14 total, there are significant similarities. There's a lot of debate the week after. Tiger, is he the best athlete ever? A lot of debate this last week. Is this guy the best athlete ever? And the beauty of those debates, especially on talk media, is, of course, there's no right answer.
Yeah, Michael Phelps is phenomenal. And, of course, he finished his Olympic program up with his 8th and final medal last night, and it was another gold. 8 gold medals in these Olympics, 14 gold medals overall, combining the 8 from these Olympics and the 6 from Athens 4 years ago. 16 medals overall, including 2 bronzes that he has from the Athens game. So 16 total medals, 14 golds. He's going to swim 4 years from now in London in the 2012 Olympiad. So he's going to build upon that record. He's just phenomenal. And, you know, Rick, I know the Olympics come around every 4 years, but I can't remember me myself as anyway, being as into the Olympics 4 years ago when they were in Athens as I am this year, you know, for the Beijing Games.
Well, yeah. And the other thing about that, too, is that that you have amazing numbers. When you take a look at where things are right now, 22% increase in ratings, 90% are watching on television. Everybody said the internet's going to kill it. That ain't happening. 390 million page views the first 3 days. That's 27% more than all of Athens. $38 billion of corporate spending and advertising next year in China as a consequence of all this. And frankly, the Michael Phelps story is the biggest story of the games. Obviously, the Usain Bolt yesterday was huge. Dara Torres is huge. All of the issues of the unfortunate deaths and the pollution and the politics and the censorship, they're all there, but luckily the games take center stage.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760, joined by our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Haro, during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick, we realize Michael Phelps is the big winner. I heard the other night that he makes about $7 million a year currently among all his sponsorship and endorsements, and that number will jump up to $25 million a year next week after these Olympic Games are done. So he is almost quadrupling his income potential with one Olympic Games. And we realize a big reason for that is 8 gold medals, more than anyone ever in one Olympiad. But who else are some of the winners? You mentioned a couple of names there, Dara Torres. I know some of the gymnasts are going to be getting a lot of endorsements. Nastia Lukin, who won gold, Shawn Johnson, who won silver. How about for them?
Well, look at that. Obviously, Shawn Johnson came into this most decorated. Coca-Cola, Longines, McDonald's, Secret, all of those, she'll be maybe not bypassed because she knows she has another Olympics to go. I don't know if Nastia Lukin does, but that'll be very interesting. You're going to see Brian Clay next week, the decathlon. That'll be a story. Allyson Felix, maybe, maybe not. Obviously, Tyson Gay, not. Cullen Jones, Kat Osterman, the softball player, yes. You know, the beauty of these Olympic stories is that they're so unpredictable. Someone always comes out of left field. Michael Phelps didn't come out of left field. He hit us right over the head, and thank God for that. But for the rest of the athletes, it's closer to one and done. You know, you remember Shaun White, the flying tomato?
Yeah.
Well, everybody said he was going to be a can't miss. Well, he couldn't miss for a couple of weeks, and now where is he? And I'm not saying he's a wrong guy or a bad guy. It's just the Olympics always capture our imagination for a month. Now, Michael Phelps is going to capture our imagination for generations. The next group, not so sure.
How about for international players? Because most of those names we mentioned are Americans, and obviously Americans who win gold and do well in the Olympics will make a lot of money in the States. But how about for the international players like Usain Bolt, who set the world record 9.69 seconds in the 100, or the Romanian lady who won the marathon? Can they expect to get any kind of money stateside?
Well, stateside, maybe not, but the global economy, yes. And frankly, when you look at some of these commercials, be very careful about what you're watching. It's kind of fun to see. You see the McDonald's and the Coke commercials that were done to be used in different languages. You'll notice the one, especially with LeBron and Yao Ming. That can be used in China and everywhere else. Nike and Coca-Cola Go, Coca-Cola in that case. And especially with some of these other athletes, if they sustain themselves on the world stage. We all understand that a Romanian medalist in the marathon is a national hero in that country. The Australian swimmers are more important to them than anything else. And so there are major endorsement deals to be done in each of the countries, although with the globalization now, it transcends all of that.
Rick, last thing for you, and you know how I am. I think very golf-centric, so anytime I'm watching anything besides golf, I'm always trying to draw parallels. Obviously, there's the Michael Phelps-Tiger Woods parallel as greatest athlete of our time, but you know, watching the commercials, I mean, we're talking about the biggest hitters in the world of advertising, the big guns, Coca-Cola, Chevrolet, McDonald's, and it's akin to the Super Bowl. And then the one event that I thought of golf-related was the Masters, because the Masters brings in the heaviest of hitters, the IBMs, I mean, the big-time corporate sponsors. Does that sound valid, or am I reaching a little bit?
It's valid, except for this. The Olympic deals are going for up to $400,000 a 30-second spot, and the Super Bowl was $2.7 to $3 million. Difference is you got 17 days of these commercials with three or four primetime placements and 15 or 20 rest of the day. You've got to remember that the Super Bowl, with all of the other stuff going on, is now major, but it's a 3.5-hour game. This is a 17-day, wall-to-wall, 3,600-hour of coverage event, and it only gets bigger.
And I'm loving every single minute of it. I am glued to the television. I can't help myself. I want more and more Olympics every day. And, we got another week left, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, as should everyone else. He is the sports professor, Rick Haro. He joins us each and every week here on our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But you can listen to Rick every week here, but you can also hear him every week on Fox Sports Radio, as well as watch him on TV on CNN and ESPN each week. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. And you can check him out online, msn.foxsports.com. You can download his weekly podcast and read his weekly blog. That's msn.foxsports.com. Rick, thanks as always. And this was an inspired effort for me today because I know that you're injured.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You know, and that's 2 weeks, two times in a row. But the last time, just remember, it was you. Now it's me. So
how's the knee, by the way?
Yeah, everything is good. Now we're gonna get together on the week of the 25th, and we're going to tee it up then.
All right. Good stuff, Rick. Thanks as always. Be
safe.
All right,
bye. Talk to you.
There he is, the sports professor Rick Haro, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.